according to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, in vitro fertilization as of 2005 makes up about 1% of all births in the United States. But in 1981, that was certainly not the case. That's the day that our next guest, Elizabeth Comeau, or as the world most likely remembers her, Elizabeth Carr, was born. Elizabeth was the world's first test tube baby. She was born into the kind of celebrity that many of us would find troubling. At 3 days old, she gave her first press conference. Probably not all that articulate, but she made the cover of Life magazine as well. And just last week, another milestone. Elizabeth gave birth to her first child the old-fashioned way. First of all, Elizabeth Comeau, congratulations.
Thank you very much. We're very happy.
A boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
And healthy and bouncy, I assume.
Oh, yes. And he's keeping us up all night long. So
he's doing
well.
His job then.
It's completely normal, yes.
Right. So this must be kind of a landmark for you. It must have you really thinking about your own birth as you give birth to your son. After you married, you changed your name to avoid the sort of intensive media attention that we were just talking about. But you're currently a reporter at the Boston Globe. You wrote about this experience about having a baby. What was the experience like? What did it make you think of?
Well, my parents and I were discussing when I got pregnant that, you know, this would be a lot easier than hopefully than they went through, but I also realized that over the years there were a lot of people who had followed my story and kept up with us, and I wanted people to know that I did grow up to be a completely normal, healthy adult, and this is just one way to demonstrate that.
Well, but is there a difference in the experience between going through what your parents went through to finally give birth in what was the very first way that had been tried, in vitro fertilization, and what you've gone through with your husband?
Well, obviously it's very different.
Yeah.
My parents and I were discussing that, they were kind of walking into it blind almost. They had no idea that they were going to be the first. They just happened to get a lucky try. And so, whereas our way was much more planned and controlled. And I think my parents were more nervous for me than they were for themselves because they didn't really know exactly what they were getting into.
But the end result is pretty much the same, right?
Exactly. Yep. Totally the same. The healthy, normal, so far only children. So,
Dr. Howard Jones started the in vitro fertilization clinic in Norfolk, where you were actually born. And I understand you guys kept in touch over the course of your life. What did he say when he heard about your son?
Yes, he and his wife actually started the clinic in their retirement from Johns Hopkins, and he called the morning after he heard the news and mostly wanted to know how big he was and if he was healthy and, kind of all the medical things, but he was extremely pleased and just tickled pink, and, we have the kind of relationship where my son is basically going to be a great-grandson to him. Because he's basically like a grandfather to me.
And he's actually turning 100 soon.
He is, December 29th, day after my birthday.
And still working. Elizabeth Comeau, congratulations on the birth of your son, Trevor. She was America's first test tube baby when she was born, as Elizabeth Carr gave birth to her baby by natural means over the weekend.